looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, welcome everyone to Light on Living. This is a special featured series, Food for the Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and Pamela Rock is my lovely co-host, and we are two women who are compelled to help heal the world by sharing what we have learned through our own personal experiences, as well as our professional experiences. We feel there's an understanding that the food we provide for the physical and spiritual body truly affects the mental and emotional parts of ourselves as well. Today, we continue learning about the chakras and how to feed them all on all levels, from energy to elements to food and fun. So hello, Pamela.
Hello. How are you today, Lisa?
I just have a big smile on my face. I can't even take it off.
That's great. Same here. I'm quite excited.
I think I can feel your smile. I can hear it.
Oh, good. Good. Great. Well, one thing I did learn as I was writing and doing a little research on the chakras is that there's the earth chakras, I found out, which is 1, 2, and 3. We're going to do 2 and 3 today, and we did one last show. And then there's the spiritual chakras, which is going to be the next 2 shows after
this. Ooh, so we're being grounded.
It's funny how even though you get older, there's still so much more to learn.
And that's the beauty of it, actually. That's what keeps you going. You go, oh.
Yes, exactly. Makes you want to read and study, right?
Yes. This is going to give me my perfect opportunity to inject this. It's probably nothing to do with the show other than that there's always something to learn. Maybe everybody knew this, but I certainly did not. It was a big shocker. So in jumping into food here, because this is what we love to talk about as well. It's food for the soul. Well, I have been doing nutrition for 20 years. I've been studying how foods are made 20 years. And there's a basic formula. We know that there are 4 calories for every, carbohydrate, 4 calories for proteins, and 9 grams for fat. That's just how it goes. There's nothing new and surprising. But there was a surprise. I learned that coconut fat oil, which is a fat, which should be just like normal, like 9 calories. That's what it is. It's 9 calories. No, it's not. It's 8.3. It just snuck right under my radar there. And I didn't know that after all these years. And I don't think but that means it has just a little tiny, almost a full calorie less per gram. And that was just exciting to me. And I was like, what?
So for sure. And I love coconut oil. I use it all the time.
Yes, and actually coconut is good for one of the chakras we are about to talk about. Would you like to share with everybody which chakras we are going to be speaking about?
Sure, that sounds great. We're going to talk about the second chakra, which is called the sacral chakra. This is located in your low abdomen, lower back, your reproductive organs. And then the third chakra is called your solar plexus chakra. So this is your upper abdomen between your navel and your sternum. So it's going to be a great and fast show because there's lots of information to give and share. And also there's so much more you can find outside of the show. Might ignite you to start looking into it more and see how you can start helping yourself.
I love that you just used the word ignite because...
Oh, I know. I thought that after. That was finally guided because, right?
Yes. The colors.
Passion. Fire.
Yes. The fire and colors. And I just happened to have in my closet, and I was guided to put it on today, a T-shirt that has the Om symbol. And I don't normally... I don't usually wear these colors, but guess what colors they are?
Yellow and orange.
Yippee! Yeah.
I thought of you today, too, and I put on my orange sweater and a yellow tank top. I was like, I wonder if she's going to wear this.
Well, and so that's how it goes. So we will be starting. Of course, we're going to move in a proper order here. So we will talk about our sacral chakra first. And you mentioned that is at the base of our spine. I kind of think about if I was in my back end, I would think about my tailbone. And if I'm on my front end, I would think about my uterus and my ovaries.
Right, exactly. And not to leave the men out. So it's the testes too. So the womb, the genitals, your kidney, your bladder, muscles. It's these are the other parts of the body for this area.
Yes, and I love that we do. We're going to talk about these organs because they all have a meridian. They all have an energy to them, and that's why I kind of said in the beginning the elements and the energy. So the element is water, isn't it? No, yes, it is, because it's kidneys.
It is water. Yep, it is water. And on a note, I wanted to really make sure people thought about this and processed this, because this is really important to me, and I harp on my family every day about this, the importance of drinking water, because your body is 60% water. And so in order to have everything functioning optimal, that's the first thing you can start doing, is getting 8 glasses of water in your body a day, and more depending on your weight. So if you take your weight, divide it in half, that's how many ounces of water you should be drinking every day. And then if you're having a lot of caffeinated beverages, you need to add water for that. So that was one of the things I really wanted to share today, because that's one key component to shifting and changing what's going on inside your body on a physical level.
It is. I'm glad that you bring that up. I work hard to get liquids into my body. Like, it's a struggle, and it's only not so strong. I love them. I love herbal teas, and I love teas, and I love all water and everything. But my thing is that couple things. There's a bladder kicking in there, and I'm like, oh, I don't have time for you. But also, because there's only so much space in the body, and I eat a lot of watery vegetables, and which is actually some of the foods we'll be talking about, a lot of watery vegetables and fruits. And I think, oh my gosh, I'm just going to float away here.
But, that's true, though. That's a good point. So if you're eating lots of fruit and vegetables, you are getting water from that too. So that's helpful to know too, Lisa.
Yes, and the funny thing, I always, I'm going to say something a little risque here. We are talking about this sexual zone, so this works rather well. But I did an episode once, I can't believe they let me air this on regular TV, but I titled it, Why We Want to Be Wet. And I was really talking about being hydrated and moisturized and stuff. And one of the fun things I always think about is, and even right now I've been struggling with this little tickle in my throat, but when we are dry, let's call it dry, so dehydrated or dry mouth, we're breathing through our mouth, we're talking a lot, like I do, we become dry and sticky. And when we're sticky, we become stagnant, and things like negative things, whether it's bacteria or negative energies, they stick to us. So water and the hydration and the flow, going with the flow, is really important so that we are no longer stagnant and we don't collect all those bacteria and stuff. So that's, well, boy, we're really covering water. I like this.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. That's good information to know. So again, another reason to start drinking water.
Yes. Yeah. And I have a ginger lemon. It's now cold, but it was hot herbal tea from.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm drinking.
Is it? Oh, that's fun. We just knew that. Well, let's talk about some of the characteristics for the sacral chakra, because it can be closed, it can be open, and it can be balanced. So which would you want to pick? What do you want to share?
I can share a little bit about if it's if it's not working properly.
Yes, okay, please do.
Symptoms, maybe.
Yeah.
So some symptoms that it's not working properly could be that you're living in a fantasy world rather than connecting in a healthy relationship with someone. Mm. Another one is you have excessive indulging or addictive behavior. So this is, for instance, your addictions with food, with substances, with TV, with gambling, with shopping, addictive behaviors with a person, relationships. And then this leads to then a lack of not being fulfilled, and then maybe this insatiable desire, right? You can't, nothing pleases you.
Right, yes.
And then
I had that.
Yeah, does that
had moving one to another, desperately trying to find something.
Right.
And that's kind of connected to, I think, I don't know, maybe this isn't, it's not perfect, but of you don't think you're worthy enough to connect, to be a part of, to offer something. And that comes, that desperation.
Exactly. Actually, that's leading into the next one I was going to chat about.
Ooh, okay.
Codependent behavior, right? Codependency, that's exactly what you said. When you feel you can't say no, or you don't feel worthy enough, or you don't feel like you can set boundaries, because boundaries are key in this area. So in order to, and some people just don't know how to say no, they don't know how to say, you know, this won't work for me because of, you know, there's varying issues. And of course, as a social worker, I find this area interesting. Family dynamics plays a big role in this area too, because this is the area where you learn boundary setting so that you can go out into the world and you can set boundaries at school, with your friends, in relationships, with people that you're going to work with. So I really feel it's actually a very important chakra. I didn't realize how important it was until I started reading more and learning more and thinking about my own life and my children's experiences they're having. And then the other thing is we are human, and of course we have negative and destructive emotions at times. So like envy, jealousy, anger, rage, it's important to work on ways to manage these emotions. So some of these would be writing, some counseling, of course, I love counselors, exercising, and then again, energy classes. So those are, and then again, the last one that I had kind of sorted out and found out a bit more about was our physical health. Getting our, you know, making sure the womb, if we have issues of infertility, there's pregnancy loss. And then there's, of course, the prostate and testicular diseases, endometriosis, ovarian cysts. Those are physical signs that there's some emotions sorted that need to be sorted out in this area. And, of course, with the energy work I do, I see this quite a bit with my clients.
Yeah, and you know, I love that you were talking about those exact physical areas, because the two words that jumped out to me, and then you said one that I'm going to connect all in a second, was, so the two words that jumped out to me was allowing, and this comes with permission and stuff, and that really comes with trust. So somebody who's going to have, if their sacral chakra is closed or just off, they won't be able to trust, and therefore you cannot allow, there's no allowing, and I'm even talking about sex here, because there has to be, you know, there should be a mutual allowing and invitation and acceptance, and that's where those boundaries are aligned. So even if, and I'm going to ask you about this, because I have not had a baby, do you think that someone who's trying to get pregnant and perhaps they're, you know, they're showing up as, let's say, that they're, the boundaries have been set so closely or tightly that they're not allowing, and they don't trust that they can or they could, or they could grow, you know, have a baby and build that baby and grow it, and that their worth isn't there. Do you think that could be something?
You know, I'm going to speak from a personal experience, right? And after losing Riken, there was the feeling of not trusting that God thinks I'm worthy. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, there's so many things. This is also tied into the moon affects our emotions, actually specifically with the chakra. And I would have had, I know, and I still do have emotions tied into my loss, and then not trusting in life, like exactly how do you trust? And then for me, it was there's a deeper level of what if the baby has the similar condition. So that's just my perspective, but, you know, I'm thinking of a woman who's miscarried, you know, once, twice, three times. I can imagine the stress and worry and concern that she has and maybe has built up because she hasn't maybe had energy work or some counseling or some writing, because that just isn't in her realm right now. Maybe financially, and we've talked about the root chakra, if you don't have the finances, or else maybe you're in an abusive relationship, which is all the root chakra, that's going to, again, come up and affect the second chakra. So I'm not sure if I answered that question,
but
I felt guided to say.
Yes, it's beautiful, and I'm actually glad that you brought up the root chakra, because, in fact, the root chakra and sacral are the most closely tied, because you're right, if we don't have the stability in that root and we're not grounded and rooted, there goes that trust and allowing and boundaries, right? They're gone. And then I love this, because with the sacral, that's where creativity, we're talking about fertility right now, but creativity flows. And I know for me, if when my sacral chakra is going, I'm not too comfy here right now, and I'm not going with the flow, and I'm like, wow, type, my creativity just goes out the window. It sucks. It's not there. And I'm trying to force myself into this, and that's not very kind or loving or respectful.
Yeah, no, for sure. And the other parts of the body that this is related to is the kidney and the bladder. So those are meridians that can be deeply affected by your emotions. Those are my issues that I've struggled with fear and anger and loss. Those are my organs that I have to work diligently on making sure I keep them healthy.
Yes. Hey, have you ever had kidney stones?
I haven't.
Okay, no, I haven't either. Yay, let's put thumbs up for that one.
but I haven't. But there's a message maybe for someone who's listening that maybe they know someone who has kidney stones, and this is maybe they need to get resolve some anger or some emotional trauma. This is the other thing that was really interesting to me about this chakra, Lisa, is any kind of emotional trauma you have in the body, it immediately goes to the center of the second chakra to try to stabilize. So it's really an important part of the body.
Oh, wait, let's talk about that just for a tiny second. Hold on here. Okay, so any kind of emotional trauma. Oh, guess what? Because I learned that the sacral chakra is associated with our emotional body.
Right.
Okay.
Any kind of trauma, you know, it could be a trauma, even a broken arm, that's happening in the body, but the emotions and all of the pain goes down to the sacral to try and help resolve it in the body.
And you really know, too. Yeah. I'm so glad you said that, because really the statement, let's call it the statement for the chakra is, I feel. And so what you just said there, if there's any kind of trauma that occurs, we'll go like, oh, well, I just feel what? Abandoned or misused or, you know, broken trust. I feel. It's always I feel. That. I know we are going to run to commercial in about 20 seconds or not. But, I knew it. So, but when would you come back? We still have a good 10 more minutes for sacral chakra, because we got to talk about the foods and all that kind of stuff. And how do we balance it? And what does a really happy, not just overly open, but nicely opened sacral chakra look like? And Pamela, the foods are so fun. I have a fun little story to tell you about the foods in my own world when we come back.
Perfect.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, thank you, everyone, for sticking around here and sharing this as we talk about food for the soul. I'm Lisa Berry. We have Pamela LaRocque here, and we are going to just continue on with talking about the sacral chakra and how we can recognize when it's doing really, really quite well, actually, and how we can support it if it's not. So, Pamela, isn't that funny, those the 2 minutes of commercial really give you that time to just think and process? What did we just share, and what do we still need to talk about? Because there's so much.
It was good. It went fast. So I still have lots, I hope, to share. So I'm excited to hear about your story about food, because, again, food, we have to feed our bodies, and what we put in is important. And I love, me and you chatted the other day, and you talked about, you know, are you eating living food?
Yes. Yeah, that's huge for me. I love that. I love that food. Well, it's so funny. You want to eat living food because I, and this is where I guess it has, I've noticed that the impact is bigger when I tell people it's not just to eat living food, but I say, stop eating dead food. You know, it's like, oh, gross. Yeah. Dead food. Well, the fun food story about the sacral chakra is, so literally because it is connected with our emotional body, it's also connected very closely with the sense of taste. And therefore food. And it is also, as we just talked about, the relationship with our relationships in life. And my program, as you know, is dating your diet, falling in love with the right food, understanding the relationship you have. And I thought, all right, this is getting pretty, maybe I should spend a little bit more time here and learn about this. Well, here we are. We're talking about, I'm just going to bring up some of the foods. They're really, because it's water, so watery fruits and sweet, like a little bit more sweet and watery fruits. And there's from mangoes to coconuts to pineapples. And I was kind of laughing because my favorite date perfume, like I put on for like a date when I, or just if I was going to feel, even just going out in life and having pleasure, not even a date, you know, but just having pleasure, that perfume is all tropical fruit based.
Oh, that is funny. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, see, we innately know these things, you know, yeah. And even so I might wear perfume at that time, but I mean, think about the essential oils, like what, you know, different oils are going to put that scent in the air and that essence and that feeling when we use it on our skin and in our lotions and stuff, like our healthy lotions. And I thought, isn't that funny that I wonder if like there's a scent and a flower and all those for each chakra.
Yes, there is. And it's interesting. I'm just thinking about my daughter, who her favorite essential oil is lemon. She just adores it. It's interesting.
Oh, well, you know that. Well, we'll get there in about 7 minutes. But that's what the next one we'll do. But with this one, so the fun foods with it, I just talked about them being tropical fruits and all that kind of stuff. But they're also, well, I think you and I guessed this one even for knowing, just thinking about what it was, but seeds and nuts.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know a lot about the nuts, so you'll have to share with us. But we eat a lot of pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So well, you just said pumpkin seeds. So our color. Oh, my gosh. Did we even say that it's orange? Oh, you know what? It's orange.
I don't think we did. Yes, it is orange.
Yeah, when we talked about our clothes, it's so funny. We're such girls. But no, so the orange, yeah, so it's definitely, we love the orange. And so we're thinking about sweet potatoes and pumpkins. And it's so funny because into my house, I went to my kitchen. I was like, oh my gosh, I actually have all these carrots. And I know that's not a really watery food. But so we have our watery sweet things, but the orange food. So sweet potatoes and carrots. And I have to throw this one here because I said water. Fish. Did you know that fish is a really nice, healthy food for the sacral chakra? That's
crazy. No, I didn't. That's awesome. I eat a lot of fish, so that's good.
I am going to suggest everybody not to eat the orange roughy. Now, I'm trying to be funny a little bit here. But okay. It's such a lovely fish, and it's really beautiful tasting. And it actually says, you know, it's called orange roughy, but it is endangered. So I'm going to let everybody know that. So please do not eat the orange roughy. So.
No, that's good.
We have to care about these things.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I'm trying to find where I wrote here to do because, oh, I so did. Here it is. Sandalwood for smells. Sandalwood, myrrh, vanilla. Like a lot of people like vanilla.
Yes. I love vanilla.
Yes. And there's certain vanillas that can have a certain feel to them, but I always think of vanilla as a very, you know, a very connecting, a relationship-y kind of, like pleasurable, just, and vanilla, people bake with vanilla, you know, and that just gives it that smell, that scent in the air, like yum, that's fun, yeah, and pleasurable. And so was there anything more you want to touch on with the sacral? Like, do you have a story that you want to share or something, or just what you're feeling would be? Oh, we didn't talk about how it feels to have a nice, happy sacral chakra.
Yes. That sounds great. I can talk about that. Okay. So when you're able to, let me find it in my notes here. So I guess what I would like to say is if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's hard to feel, I guess, happy in this space and tell yourself affirmations. So, you know, just don't, try not to get overwhelmed right now. But when you have a happy chakra, what it looks like is you're able to embrace your emotions. You're able to understand what's happened in the past. you're able to enjoy your life with all your senses. You're able to create and just go with the flow in your life. Your emotions, you can deal with your emotions, and you can deal with when things come your way, and you're able to maintain a sense of calmness versus exploding.
I wrote a quote to actually match you on that one. It was, smooth waters do not make for skillful sailors, but the skillful sailor, when he comes to rough waters, doesn't freak out. He has to have that calm that you were speaking of.
Right. And again, when you're kind of stuck in the throes of where do I even go? I know for me, when this chakra was not healthy, of course, it was after my loss. Grief. My first step was, you know, get out of bed, have a shower, get some food in your body, you know, and then maybe reach out and find a counselor. There's so many counselors that you can access through mental health where it's free, right? Mm-hmm. You can go for a walk. Those are little things to start, and then just start talking the self-talk in your head. I am worthy. I am allowed to process these emotions. And once you start getting these emotions out of you, then you can start to feel better. When you start to feel better, the world looks different.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And it's funny that the world looks different. And if I were to sit myself out anywhere, let's say I'm looking over the ocean, or standing looking into a forest, if I'm, like what you just said, if I'm not feeling powerful, if I'm feeling not creative, I'm feeling all these things, and I'm just not relating to people, and I'm not feeling very sexy or sensual or all those things, I'm going to see the world in a definitely different way. And then suddenly, when we balance ourselves and we have that orange around us, maybe you could, even, like we said, keep looking at that color or focus on it, or be around it, even the flowers that are orange, you do start. It's an acknowledgement of your own power, that your own creative energies, and it's in a very healthy way. You're not overpowering somebody else. You're not, you know, trying to oversteer, right? You're just recognizing that you are the creator. And I think that when we say, I feel my own power, I feel and acknowledge myself as a powerful, creative being, I think that's a really healthy step to take for that sacral chakra to just to be balanced and loved.
It is. And it's that, and giving up the thought that you are a victim.
Yes.
Can't take it in your life. So, you know, my healing work, my practice is called Inner Strength Healing. And the clients come to me. Yeah, they no one comes blaming others. They all come and they're about ready to take responsibility for themselves, their actions, their life. They want to change. And so the only person that you can change is yourself. Mm-hmm. So
I'm so glad you just said, and as we wrap up that, to go into the next one. Thank you so much for reminding me. That is one that you can, if someone out there is listening and they're kind of going, ooh, I might play the victim, you know, myself. That might be me. I am blaming others. And these circumstances in life, you're not taking responsibility for. That's something that you might want to say. Start using that thing. I feel in control and powerful enough. I feel that my creativity can allow me to witness and see where I may take responsibility, and I feel good about the changes I can make.
Yeah.
Maybe something that... Bring them back.
Yeah, and to, you know, not be hard on yourself and not judge yourself. Like, I feel like this is an area where there's a lot of judgment, and we let others judge us, and we judge ourselves. And this is a case of, let's just not compare ourselves or our worlds to anybody else. Just look at ourselves, like look in the mirror and go, what's going to help me? What can I do to heal me? And just start from there.
Yes, and there's some stones. If you are a stone person and you want to hold, I think the amber stone is probably, to me, kind of depicts the perfect color, because it has that warmth, or, you know, that that orangey look. But I did come across the name of a stone that was really fun. I've never seen it before, but it's called a peach moonstone. Like, that just sounds pretty.
Sounds beautiful. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
And moon is very watery, right? So there's your water element. So we've got... we've got those. So shall we move into the solar plexus chakra?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay. So I'll let you start off with that one.
Sure, that sounds good. So this color is yellow. Again, the chakras mimic the colors of the rainbow, which is another fun thing to think about. If you know the colors of the rainbow, then you can kind of think about the chakras. So the color yellow and the element for this chakra is fire. It's passion. So that's kind of exciting. It's actually the powerhouse of your being. So if you can imagine that your root chakra is stable and your finances and your home and your relationships in that sense are stable, and then you have this sense of I am worthy, if your soul or if your sacral is feeling, you know, I am worthy, and you're in balance there, then you could have the energy and the power to do what you need to do here. So it's almost, it's a stepping stone from root to the sacral to now the solar to be at peace with yourself and your life, that you're able to embrace your life with ease and joy, that you see the positive in all things, in all beings. But when, again, when there's things going on in your life that you choose not to deal with, you know, addictions, relationships, grief, there's so many things. This is all going to not work. You won't have the energy. You won't have the power. It was really interesting. One way to just get this started up in the morning was just to get out of bed and stretch. That's one big thing, to get the energy force going in this area. Open it up. And the area it is in the sternum, which is where the ribs attach to each other.
Yes,
so
right there.
So you're wondering, where is this? And the related parts of the body is your pancreas, your stomach, your small intestine, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, and all your digestive organs.
Mm-hmm. And you think about that metabolism of all that creates heat. I mean, that's how we break things down, right? There's a lot of heat going on there. I am so connected to, like, this could be the one that I'm probably in my physical life the most all about. Well, obviously, as a nutritionist, I do talk about it, and I'm mostly there, but also because under the Ayurveda way of thinking, I tend to go on that pitta side of things. So I have that fire, and I've really had to learn a lot about it, because I love that you just said about the stretching and getting things going, because the camel pose is something that's been so important to me. And I know it sounds like a funny thing, but in my whole body, for temperature wise, my stomach, you could cook an egg on my stomach, it's always hot, right? And so what I have to do often is I'll go into the camel pose, which is kind of going backwards and letting out the fire, like just like whoosh, like, oh my god, get that out of here. And I can like just radiate and put it out everywhere. But that's exactly what I love that you said that, because that's where you've got all this energy and all this passion and all the storage of heat, and then you just let it go and just get to all the limbs and everywhere else, and not just concentrate. And as they say, don't let it burn you, you know, don't let things burn you. Like, you know, when you get upset with somebody and you're like, oh, I'm just burning inside, you know, and that can be, we need to expel it. We need to get it out and like spread it around. So I love that you shared that about the stretching. Maybe I need to do that particular, do the camel in the morning.
Yeah. Well, you know, or even a few times a day, if you got so much going on and you can cook an egg, that might be important.
Yes.
But you know, this is unbalanced, this area. So for you, it sounds like it's very balanced.
It can get out of balance quickly.
But if it's out of balance, a person could have difficulty setting boundaries. Mm-hmm. They're unable to accept any kind of criticism, and they are fearful.
What? No, I'm not.
And you know, the other way to tell if it's in an imbalance is if you're having anxiety or panic disorders. And these could be, you know, in moments, or a stomach disorder. But again, go back to what's going on in your life. I know I've suffered with anxiety for years, and now my anxiety is actually, I look at it as a tool to saying, looking in there, what's going on with me? Like, what do I need to do differently? Like, for instance, when I decided to do the show with you, I instantly started getting anxious and panicky because I really want to finish my books this year, and I had set a goal for myself. Mm-hmm. And years ago, I was never able to set a goal and follow through with it. And so I was able to do that with my first book, Riken's Journey. And so I went into panic mode and anxious. Mm-hmm. Then I had to just take a step back, and I actually went and spoke with Riken and to a medium and said, you know, and he said, you know, take a break. It's all good. Just live in the moment, joyful. That's very important, too, as a human.
Yes. You know, and it's funny that you say that, because your anxiety had come up because there was a boundary, let's say, that was going to be pushed now, because you went, no, the books are to be done this time. Well, what happens if I don't or can't? And
right.
I'm not afraid to admit this, because we're all human, and I get so – one of the things that something will really affect the chakra is if – things are suddenly changed, and you know, because we go on a pattern or a routine on some level. And so for me, when my creativity works well, when I know what's what and these boundaries are there. And so I am definitely, I think it's really bad to say this, ashamed almost, but I can blow up if I'll go, my God, my boundaries are so blurred, I'm freaking out. And then there's that liver that's involved that has judgment and anger and all those things. And I'm definitely going, okay, I can't deal with this. What am I going to do? And I'll like freak out. And then I think I just need to do one thing at a time, and I can't have all these sudden changes and crossovers, and it really affects. So yeah, that's me. And then my little stomach gets all hot, and I think, oh my God, I'm going to burn up.
Right. And then, but it's so important then to say to the person that you have and it's not even, we make it into an issue, but even I needed to tell this to you. And, you know, I had a fear, what would Lisa think? And, it really has to come down to what's important to me. And you, of course, were amazing and kind. But I guess for the people listening, you know, when something's bothering you, it is important, if you can, write it down. And then if you can, say it to the person.
That actually is the best thing. And that's funny, because I recall, and now this all makes sense to me, of course, because as a child, my mom, because she was ill, and she not only was ill and couldn't walk or go anywhere, but she was always in the same place. Now, this is a good and bad thing for me, because, oh my gosh, you know what? There's going to be commercials. I'm sorry. I just looked at the clock. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to that story about my mom and the solar plexus. Okay.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, Pamela, I'm back to share my story.
Great. Yes, let's hear it.
Okay. Well, just to let everybody know, we are doing the solar plexus chakra right now, and that is all about, first of all, it's the fire element, the color yellow. We're dealing with self-esteem, self-power, and self-worth. And this is where my story led into my mom, and she was absolutely she's just an awesome woman. She was a truly beautiful woman. I loved her. And but she was always ill and had one spot on the couch. And she actually had to sit on a specific side because her spine was fused. So she could only lean one way. And you learn a lot about people. I mean, you're little and you grow up. So I was really happy that she was always, I knew where she was. I knew she was always there. And of course, I do like to talk. So I'm like, haha, you can't run anywhere. You have to listen to me talk.
Right.
There's this comfort. But at times, what I also grew up knowing is that, because in this thing, we are talking about self-esteem, self-power, and self-worth. I mean, she's her person, so she's going to be going through those things as well.
Right.
And so she's, her boundaries are very limited, like physical boundaries. It's her couch cushion. And so if she was feeling overwhelmed one day and I came out and as a kid, you know, I'm telling her all about school and all this stuff. And she's like, God, I just need, you know, to not hear this. She would then say something to me and then I would freak out. And then there's this feeling like somebody has abused that boundary power. And it's like you want to step up and say, no, it's my authority. Or somebody else would say, no, it's my authority. So, and that's a really, as they call it, a heated conversation. So.
Right.
Here's that fire coming up. And it's really about learning, like what we're doing here right now, is how to balance and recognize, first of all, how to recognize what's going on with that chakra, because this is a really hot topic. Right? And,
For sure.
And to heal it. So what do you, this one is about movement, I'm going to say, and I know one of your favorite movements, and it's actually the best one for the solar plexus. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it walking?
Yes.
Like that is my favorite. I love walking in nature.
Yeah, that is the movement for the solar plexus. It's about movement. It's about being able to move forward with self-esteem, with that power, with that worth. And it's walking. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's what Pamela does. She always walks.
Yeah, that's great. It's interesting because then when you're walking, especially when you're, you know, stepping and stomping, I mean, it's a good way to get out some anger if you're frustrated with something. But,
yes.
You know, this area too is about that strong sense of self and even the boundaries. I know, like, I schedule my walk in usually at 2:30 every day before I go to the school to get my kids. And, you know, I just try not to allow anything unless it's an emergency to take away my walk because the sun's out, it's warm, and it's actually vital to myself. So it's very interesting that you taught me that today. So thank you.
Oh, you know what's great? Two things you said, the word vital. That's huge, that word vital. But you do it just before you pick up your kids. And I think that's actually even, you're literally preparing like a mom would. She would prepare the home, prepare the nest for the receiving of other energies that could throw that chakra a little, you know?
Yes, and actually this leads into again, but I'd be writing typically, right? And so I'm dealing with grief and emotion and pain and feeling like I don't trust in the world. And so it would be another way to get out my frustration, go out and be in the sun, hear a bird, get connected to nature. You know, typically sometimes if it's summer, there's butterflies following me and I know it's Riken. So, you know, it's a very good way to ground me and, like you said, get myself centered so that I'm not fighting with my children because I'm feeling off kilter when I see them after school because they, you know, they want things, they're hungry, they have stuff to tell me. They're kind of grouchy too sometimes.
Right.
At school. So as a parent, and actually this is one of the things I really wanted to talk about, I really feel as a parent it's our responsibility to take care of ourselves so that we can be as calm and kind as we can to our children.
Yes.
This is really important to me.
That is.
For myself.
And you know, I agree. And as a cat mom, I've actually made the promise verbally to them, of course, because I would do that, I know when I'm frustrated too. And then they suddenly, they're in a very needy thing. Cause I used to like, 6 hours a day between walking them and playing with them cause they're bangles. And I would sometimes just be so frustrated, but I always made them a promise. I never wanted to yell at them or be short with them.
Right.
And, you know, unless they're doing something very bad and I had to break that energy and scooch them away. But, yes, so that was a big thing. Something I couldn't believe this came up, but I love, I'm thinking about you doing your walk before you're, you know, picking your kids up. And I'm thinking, you know, you got to brush off, like you've got to brush off that energy and that feeling and just kind of like, and I thought, oh my goodness, brush off. And one of the most important things I do now, and I shared this on my last show, is that I've been doing dry brushing, so skin brushing.
Right.
And it's so funny because the solar plexus, when I do my dry brushing, such, you know, tummy-ish area, like up high, but tummy, when I do brush that area, there's a different feeling. There really is a different feeling. It feels like I'm doing it more for my internal energy than right. when I'm doing my legs and my arms. I feel like that's, you know, skin.
Where do you get this brush? Because I'm just thinking about the person that maybe can't go walking in nature, you know, for whatever reason. Maybe they're sick. They've had surgery. They've had something happening. Maybe they're housebound for whatever reason, but they could do this self-care. Where would they get a brush like this?
Do you know what? You can, of course, I would always highly recommend the natural fibers first, like get a natural, like a bath brush, like with natural fibers, like the bamboo and then the hairs. But honestly, you can just get those nice little, like the dollar store, whatever they are. And you can do a hand one. So you can get one with a wand, like a long brush. You can reach your back and things like that. But sometimes you can get the palm one, like almost looks like a horse brush, you know?
Okay.
Put your hand on the back. And I shared this on the last one too, is that our skin, the largest organ, removes over a pound of toxins, like the byproducts. Toxins a day. So you're right. If somebody's sick or has an injury or has surgery, like my mom would have hugely benefited from it. I just didn't know about it. But when you do the tummy, this is a fun thing. Out of all the other areas, you're definitely going in a direct, like a line. But the tummy, you go counterclockwise.
And that's the thing, counterclockwise. Yeah. Okay.
And I feel like when I think about that, we are brushing it off. We're not going with the flow right now. We're brushing it off. Get it out. Go. Counterclockwise. Right.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting, because that's like when I do the healing work and I use my pendulum, it's going counterclockwise to clear.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and that's something, another tool you could have someone, you know, do, or you could do it on yourself. But, you know, counterclockwise, clear it, and then it'll start shifting clockwise when I know that it's been cleared in a nice flow. It's really it's quite fun to do, and plus it's balancing the chakras. You know, I do this with my clients and my family. And
okay, that is so super cool. Okay, wait.
Yeah, so there's a trick.
What is your pendulum made out of? Because the orange stone, or the fiery, so fire yellow, sorry, they mention citrine, calcite. So what is your pendulum? Or yellow tourmaline is another one.
Well, what's interesting is I usually always have a rose quartz.
Oh, for love.
Drawn to that because of the heart chakra, which will be the next one we talk about.
Yes.
Time. But typically, mine is a rose quartz one.
Okay. So maybe somebody right now, if you're recognizing that your self-esteem just isn't where you'd like it, or your self-power and your self-worth, and you're thinking, yeah, I want to have this freedom from shame or just guilt or yuckiness and stuff like that. If you just want to feel like, I know I have definitely blown up, and like the worst thing for me is when I let that chakra get the better of me. Well, they say that negatively, but I meant it like, you know, I overreact. I feel like poop. I feel really bad. I do. I feel actually like with myself, even like to the other person that I've just blown up and for myself. And it's like, so what I was going to suggest is maybe you get a nice yellow. And this is like a really like a fire yellow, like a little bit of a warmth to this yellow. Get that kind of stone. And then like what you said, treat it like a pendulum and go counterclockwise around that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many. You can actually have fun with it. Play around with it. Just enjoy life. Pretend you're a child again, which is really hard for some people. But, you know, give yourself permission to do that. And, of course, this is the area, too, where anger and resentment. So sit down and think, who am I angry at? What resentment am I holding? Who do I need to forgive? Myself, I need to forgive.
Wait a second. Forgiveness. So is this a Ho'oponopono chakra? I'm going to go with that.
Well, this is some of the work I do with the integrated energy therapy.
Okay. So can you ask those questions again? Who am I No. What did you say?
Just even, you know, if you think about what's holding you back here on earth and what's holding your power, like what are you angry or resentful about in life even? You know, for me, it was I was resentful that my baby didn't live. You know, and I stuffed the anger, which is why I've had kidney and bladder issues. But I had a lot of resentment and just a lot of cynicism, and the writing got all that out. The energy helped push it out too. The energy work that I've had done on me and that I do, it all balances me. But, you know, things come up all the time, right? Someone's mean to my kid. You know, I can't go and yell and scream. I have to be calm and right? Like, if it's unbalanced, I might want to. But that's not appropriate. So, you know, how, what do you have to deal with? Like if tomorrow, if your last day, today is your last day on earth, mm-hmm. what do you need to do for yourself? What do you need to release?
Oh, what do you need to release? I love that, a release. And this is still a release because it really does work with the show. I think, just trying to think, you know, it's, yes, I'm sorry, just going back to that. It is a gallbladder, kidney, spleen. It's a digestive system. It's anything if you have an eating disorder. Actually, we'll talk about food too. But you're right, it's that gut. It's like about, what is your gut feeling though? Like you said, if you're resenting stuff. You brought up that your daughter's, one of her favorite essential oils is lemon. And That is one of our ones right here. It's for love and for balancing. Do you find that she has a not a personality, but do those emotions kind of come up for her? Or because she does have the lemon a lot, she's balanced?
You know, no, she lets out her feelings. She's balanced when life's good. It's like anyone. But when things happen, she says what she needs to say. And we've been working for her to be assertive everywhere in the world, like at school and with her friends, at home. And so again, because I really want her to have these tools when she's an adult so that, you know, if she has an issue at work with her boss, she can say what she needs to say. Or, you know, she's dating someone that isn't kind to her, that she can say, you know what, this relationship isn't working for me. I wish you a great life. Mm-hmm. You know, a friend is not being kind to her. She can say, you know what, this friendship isn't working for me. I wish you a good life too. And then she can step away from those things because that's, again, boundary setting. And then actually following through and then choosing to not have those people in your life, or maybe choosing to leave that job because it's physically, it's making you sick physically.
Yes. And you know what? I can't believe you just said that. Literally last night, my show this week was about memes and all these wonderful things. I found a meme yesterday, and I don't normally keep these kind of things, but I took a screenshot. It said, you have to meet people where they are, and sometimes you have to leave them there. And I love that you just said that. And I know we still have about, I'm going to do it with like literally 3 minutes, but I'm just going to share this really quickly with everybody that some of the foods, and I know this is a really one of the foods that totally, when I'm angry, it's so funny. I want to eat a banana. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm starving. I'm hungry. I burned off all this energy. What can I eat? And I'm like, oh, I wish I had a banana here right now. And it's so funny because it's yellow and it's calming and it's solid. And with this fire and stuff. So, pineapple, chamomile. So chamomile tea, which is one I do love that. What is a capsicum? I know that word. Is it a fruit?
You know what? I do not know. I haven't ever came across that.
I was like, I know this one. I think it's a fruit. You know what? I'm going to laugh if it's not, but I'm going to have to look that up after. But another thing, whole grains, oats especially. So my favorite other thing is I think I went through a 5-year period where the only breakfast I made was a large flake oats. So you make them on the stove about 7 or 8 minutes. I put my chia seeds and all that good stuff in there. But I love oats. So oats, bananas, spelt, rye, teff, legumes, lentils, chickpeas. Make sure that you're soaking all your chickpeas and beans and all that kind of stuff. And the spices, turmeric, ginger, cumin, cinnamon. These are all healing and they're anti-inflammatory. But those are the ones that are really help you with that solar plexus. So before, because as we just have 2 minutes, but I want to say if anybody is really, because you're talking about a lot of energy work and energy healing and how you go and get this, but you also do this. So please share with everybody that how they can get a hold of you if they feel that you could help them as a healer.
Yeah, my website address is innerstrengthhealing.ca. There's also a link under PamelaLaRocque.com. And that's where my book is too. And the book that I wrote, people that are reading it, it's starting to bring up things that they need to face or deal with. So that's another way, reading maybe someone else's story that's maybe not similar to yours, but maybe it'll help you in different ways of being grateful for what you have in your life, maybe realize there's some things you need to deal with. But yeah, it's so innerstrengthhealing.ca. I do long distance healing too. So thank you, Lisa.
Oh, well, I just want to bit, you know, I'm going to squeeze this in if I can, I can't. I just have a friend for a friend who literally just lost their baby. They did not wake up. And how soon, I mean, is there a timing that is best for someone to read your story, or do they have to go through their own grief first, or do they use your book to help go through that grief?
You know, I think, again, it's their gut instinct. You could share it with them and they'll know what they need to do. I really believe, and that's why I called my healing work inner strength healing, because we really have to trust ourselves. I would share it with them and let them know, and then just let them know when it's their time or if they're ready, and if maybe they won't ever be ready.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I want to be sensitive. So I'm letting all the listeners know they can jump onto my Facebook page, which is Lisa Berry, Berry like a strawberry. And you can say hello to me there. Let me know what you're going through. And I'm just so happy that we got to talk about both those chakras. So we've covered root, sacral, solar plexus. And next first Monday of the month, we'll be doing the heart chakra and throat chakra.
Yes. And I'm going to just share the card I picked for us today that the angels guided me to. So it was the Cleanse and Detoxify card, and it's actually orange and yellow. It's beautiful. It says, with great love and respect, we ask you to detoxify your precious and sensitive body. At your request, we'll help you to develop life-affirming ways to deal with stress, as well as ease any sorrow at shedding your old ways. Give your cares, worries, and concerns to us, and feel the beautiful grace of your newly purified body.
What a beautiful card to end on. Thank you so much for choosing that. And Pamela, we'll have you back the 1st of, this is April, so May, 1st of May. And we'll talk everybody soon. So thank you so much, Pamela.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. Have a fabulous day, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.